What's Samira like?
Oh, she's really bright. She's fun, she's serious, but not smothering.
I'm Alison Sara, and I'm playing Sophia in Jump for Jordan. And the show, certainly from Sophia's point of view, is about her being an aspiring archaeologist who hasn't come out to her family. And when her aunt, who's played by the lovely Camilla Arkin beside me, when her aunt comes over from Jordan for her sister's imminent wedding, she gets a chance to unravel a few of the family stories and work out things about her own identity.
And we've just seen one of the scenes play out there where, you know, a couple of the girls are interrogated almost about the men in their lives. What sort of expectations are placed upon your character and people in a situation like yours in real life?
Yeah, sure. Well, certainly Sophia's sister is interrogated about the man in her life. And for Sophia, who is not only... she's moved out of home, but she's moved out of home and is living with a woman that is so incomprehensible to her family. And I think that is a very normal and contemporary situation in Australia, especially for people, you know, who are second-generation Australians.
Yeah, and the whole idea about this show is that it does explore some of those themes that second-generation Australians coming from a different country have to go through. Maybe just expand on some of the other ones. There's obviously the relationship thing there, but also there's, you know, moving out of home as well.
Yeah, that's right. Sophia's got a girlfriend who's Australian, who's played by Anna Houston, who just cannot understand what all the big fuss is about, to move out of home at 21. And for Sophia, she can't really explain why that is such a cultural taboo. So it really explores that divide between two cultures. It's also about not knowing much about the country that your ancestors come from. My character doesn't speak Arabic, and there's a lot about that, about a missing identity and people who want to know more about their identity.
No, stupid. What's Vince like as a person?
He is nice.
My name's Camilla Arkin, nice. And I'm playing Aunt Azza. There are two versions of Aunt Azza. There's the one that's in her niece's imagination, who is a stereotype, I guess you'd say, of a screaming Arab with AK-47s and handguns and everything else you can imagine. And then I play the real Azza, who enters her life, who's an educated and sophisticated, worldly, modern Arabic woman who is the polar opposite from her imagination.
Camilla, the last time you were in Wollongong, I think, was for the Hansard monologues, which was on last year, which basically just saw you reading almost verbatim parts of Hansard into what was quite a compelling piece of theatre. This is totally different. Maybe just talk about the coming to this role as compared to some of the other work that you've done.
Well, I certainly didn't carry an AK-47 as Julia Gillard. And that was such a great experience. It was a fantastically engaged audience that we found here at the Merrigong Theatre, which was brilliant for us and really memorable because people just had such great questions at the end of the show. I was doing a misogyny speech, so there were a lot of questions about that, which was great. And it was verbatim. It was absolutely verbatim from Hansard. This process has been entirely different because we had the writer in the room. It's a brand new piece of Australian theatre. There was a script that we started out with that was massaged into what you'll see tonight, which was quite a rigorous process, I guess you'd say. So the opposite, I guess, to what we arrived with in Hansard. There's a lot of laughs. There's a lot of it's a heartbreaking comedy, I guess you'd describe.
Alice, just coming back to you, is there a happy ending to this show? Because you're taking on some fairly big themes that people have to deal with in Australia coming from other countries. Is there maybe sort of a hope or an example of what might happen in real life?
Look, I really can't tell you the ending. That would be giving it away.
Just tell me if it's good or bad.
Let's just say that when the lights come up for our season in the Griffin in Sydney, when the lights come up, what I usually see is people sobbing into their tissues and big smiles on people's faces. So, I mean, as Camilla said, it's in equal parts funny and moving. And it is a comedy, and people have been finding it extremely funny.
I watched the ending from out the front of the theatre when we were rehearsing in this theatre yesterday, and I would describe the ending as beautiful. It's a beautiful ending.